This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Adult JPC. The cast list is up for the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast.
Oh my gosh. Me.
No, I forgot to audition.
JPC.
When was the audition?
Okay, let's put on our jackets, put on our backpacks. Ride our bikes. JPC, of course, is on a Razor scooter. Let's go. And we crash open the doors of our... I want to run through the halls of my high school. All right. We throw off our jackets, pound on our lockers, go to...
What's it say?
Main host, JPC.
Excuse me. Should you be in this high school?
We are adults.
Yeah, I know. You are all three adults.
I am the head cheerleader. I'm very young.
Ma'am, you look tired.
If she was tired, could she do this? Aaron, do this.
Backflip? Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Ow, Aaron, my leg. You landed on my... I was behind you.
Take me to the hospital.
Why would you just initiate a backflip?
What's the cast list say?
It says host JPC.
That's it?
Sir, teacher adult?
Yes, I'm the principal of this high school.
I'm so sorry. I act weird around adults. We're probably the same age, or you might be slightly younger than me, but you're
maybe
dressed
slightly younger. Yeah.
Get to the point, Adol.
You're dressed so well, and you...
My leg hurts so bad.
Sorry, it's so weird, because I always think of myself as like 22, and you seem to really be an adult. Ow.
No, Aaron, it's not Aaron, ow that you're not 22.
Aaron, you might have hit me when you did that backflip.
I didn't.
No, that shouldn't hurt. It shouldn't hurt for you to hear that you're not 22.
Mr. Responsibility or whatever your name was. German. Do you have a JPC in this school, or is this our JPC that's was cast as host?
Well, there's only one JPC, and this is actually not even a school. This is the set of To Catch a Predator.
That's right.
My name's Dear Evan Hansen. And we've lured you three podcast hosts.
Oh, so it's like a musical theater Catch a Predator.
Honestly, I lost the thread on what this was a long time ago, but you're all in big trouble.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. This is a riddle podcast where we do riddles, puzzles, and lateral thinking problems. And also some bad improv on purpose. That's what we lie and say to people, that the bad improv is a fun...
Yeah, it's a choice
that we are making.
Welcome
because
to
we're
hey,
so
riddle,
good
riddle.
At real good improv
An American
that we just
shit
for
show.
Fun do bad mm-hmm. improv.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys?
Bugs Bunny.
Don't fall for this. Don't fall for this. She's going to try to sell you
show.
Up, guys.
What I say, what's up, guys, in the most earnest, sweet way, and everyone looks at me like I'm trying to rob them.
Here's what I'll say is up, Aaron. We literally just saw you in person for the first time in a little chunk of time, and the three of us played World News Tonight together for the first time in, I want to say, 3 years, over 3 years.
It was crazy. I hadn't been
so
back
fun.
To I.O., since March of 2020, I walked in, immediately had a panic attack, and then I went to the bathroom, and I immediately cried, and then I went and did World News, and it was a great time, and everyone was so sweet and let me play the whole time.
Oh, sweetie, you thought that was the bathroom? That was the ER.
Oh, goodness. I did it again, but it was so fun, and it made me really, really miss Chicago, so that was the one con, is it made me even more homesick. But it was a great show, and you guys were really funny on it. Go check out World News.
The one con, what am I, chopped liver? that's my Scott Conn impression. For everyone keeping track of
the best
of
the cons. Uncanny is the word I would use
very
to
good.
Describe it.
It's a very good impression.
My favorite part of the show was, Aaron, there's a scene you were doing where you were playing a rocket. No, you're playing a cat, maybe. And you grab the top of a door on stage. The I.O. Theater has some fake doors on a fake set. And she grabbed the top of it and lifted her legs up and just hung there. And then after the scene got done, she came over to the sides and gestured towards me to come over. And I go, yeah. And she goes, I hurt myself. And I could not stop laughing.
It really was so crazy. I was like, oh, yeah, 3 years passed. I used to be crawling all over that stage. I used to climb things. And then I was like, you are not young. You're in your 30s now, queen.
And I would say that's a real door. I mean, it's definitely on a fake set. I will not fight you on that, but that's a door.
I will say, as I was hanging off of it, it didn't feel as sturdy as a real door.
I think it's a fake door.
Now you're like some door elitist here, talking about how all doors have to be sturdy as fuck.
I think if a door doesn't lead anywhere, then it's not a door. It's a
fake
door. Yeah.
Interesting.
Although that door does lead backstage.
You're more of a destination guy, and I'm more of a journey guy. Don't stop.
And glass I prefer destination. Let's see. What are some destinations?
Yeah, now you do a destination talk.
Asia, Kansas, Boston.
You have your pick.
After the show, we met some really wonderful Hey Riddle Riddle listeners. Yes. And I met a ton of them. But I wanted to apologize to a woman named B who came up to me. And I immediately started crying. I don't know if she noticed. I think she did. She was being so sweet that it made me cry. And I think I freaked her out. So if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. Cut this out.
Aaron, I immediately want to apologize. I felt so terrible. I was talking to two wonderful people from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and somebody else screamed my name, somebody I know from the theater, and I turned around and went over to them thinking they just needed something, but they wanted to talk, and then I ignored those people from Chattanooga, and they left, and I felt terrible. yeah, and I also want to apologize to Swedish fan Isabel, who I said hello to over the phone. I think we all said hello to over the phone. And I couldn't hear a thing she was saying, but she sent us some Swedish fish, so I appreciate that.
Candy.
International crowd.
And I have nothing to apologize for. Every one of my social interactions went, as they always do, perfectly.
I went upstairs and I ran into Brad Pike, and he gave me a tour of the upstairs space, and I was crying laughing the whole time. And I was like, I'm gonna go downstairs and tell JPC and Adel that I saw you, and they're gonna be like, Brad died 3 years ago. It felt like I really was getting a tour from a ghost. It was so fun.
Yeah, he does have a very ghost-like quality to him.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to describe to a couple people what improvised Kurt Vonnegut was like when we did it, and we were in tears, being like, why did we do that? Yeah. So funny. So what is this place?
Guys, where are we?
We're in hell. We're in Riddle Hell.
Okay, let's do
it. And we'll be here for the foreseeable future. So we might as well make ourselves
comfortable. Try the chopped liver. Sorry.
Scott Conn.
Just my Scott Conn again.
Scott Conn.
God loves chopped liver.
Scott Conn, if you don't mind sort of helping us transition to the riddle portion, can you just, I don't know, rattle off any movie you were in?
Great question, Adel.
Why don't I throw this to my partner in crime, Mr. Casey Affleck?
Oh, Ocean's 11.
Hey, come on, man. I was about to say that. It's me, the little worm, Casey Affleck.
I feel like I'm digging through a sandbox trying to find the impression and what you're doing.
I do think it's fun to do impressions of people when you have no intention of learning their speech patterns. It's just like... This is my impression. It's not even like it's a choice. It's just not the person's voice.
It's me, Jimmy Kimmel. Aaron, it's funny you say sandbox because we have something very special, which is some warm-up riddles.
Wow. I truly thought that was going to transition into a Sandy segment that I was not prepared for, and I was wrong.
All right, let's get into some warm-up riddles.
Sandbox. That makes me think of a little segment we've done on the show before. Welcome to Animal Parade.
Well, since we're here, should we do one?
Yeah.
I think we should. All right, Aaron, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. A snail with an axe to grind. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
A tiger with a binder.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
A mole with a monocle.
An iguana smoking marijuana.
A chicken with a cell phone.
A cockadoo with an axe to grind.
A walrus who says, have you called your mom? It's Animal
Parade.
I was going to say, a whale with an axe to grind. And then every other one is...
I got to say, as someone who dreamt of being a zoologist when I was in my younger days, So much of the animal kingdom has an axe to grind. There's so many creatures out there who are just waiting. They wish someone would.
Adel, I don't think it's too late for you. Huh? I think you could make that your life if you wanted.
Huh, that's
funny, you're only 22.
I was doing the edits for the last episode I hosted, and you famously said, "I'm old now, just like Adel, super old."
Huh, did I say that?
You did. We have audio evidence.
Look, first of all,
Casey,
we can't
quickly
start...
delete the whole podcast.
We
so
can't
I can
start throwing audio evidence around because we can't be using this stuff against each other. We've said some terrible things about each other, to each other, with each other.
JPC did call me a bitch before the recording started, and we all promised not to tell.
No. Hold on now.
No.
That, Aaron, sounds like it might be real, but that is not what
I'm
happened.
I'm stirring the pot. Stir. Anyone else want to put anything
drama.
In the pot while I stir it?
What I said was I would never call Aaron a bitch while we are recording. I said I would never do that.
Oh, brother. Okay. Riddles.
But first, let's do an Aaron parade. And this is where we go around much like Animal Parade. And we just compliment Aaron. Here we go.
Wait, but Animal Parade's not about complimenting the animals, is it?
Oh.
Because that tiger just was reading his biology notes out of his binder. I'm not complimenting him. He's just holding a binder.
he's a good tiger.
Well, everyone heard it. JPC did not want to do a compliment of Aaron. So what was real?
JPC called me a bitch and everyone heard it. I'm in so much trouble.
Okay, here we go. First warm-up riddle. Brahem, what can you easily break but never touch?
What can you easily...
Silence.
Okay.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
And Aaron just did it.
That's not the answer I have here, but that's an answer.
Glass.
Okay. here's what I'll say. Who sings that song?
What song?
What's that song? Got a heart of glass. Burr, 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 burr.
I think it's Blondie. Yeah, it sounds like
okay.
Blondie.
Never mind.
Miley Cyrus.
I thought that answer was
what do you mean, never mind?
Nirvana.
Is
what can you easily
Nirvana?
Break but never touch? The answer is the name of a band.
What can you eat? The Pixies.
Yeah.
And
here's the Beach Boys.
Here's the thing. This is a band. This is a band who definitely sings the song that was Gemma and I's first dance at our wedding.
Oh, Ed Sheeran. The original cast of Rent.
Trying to remember.
Jonathan Larson.
Our first dance was... happened very fast because we played Smash Mouth and then we played this song, but the DJ messed it up and immediately was like, everybody on the dance floor. So it kind of stepped on our first dance. But so it happened very quickly.
Is it Bobby Pickett?
It wasn't Monster Mash, although I tried to convince Gemma that would be a good idea.
Huh.
What can you easily break but never touch? This is also, JPC, we were talking about, and Aaron, you've played this, the game It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little guy that keeps popping up the whole game that I could use less of.
Oh, an offensive accent.
Yes, portrayed by a...
book? A book.
Oh, is he a book? Never mind.
I think he's a book.
Adel hasn't fact-checked any of his hints today.
What are these hints?
Yes.
All right, the answer is heart. The answer is heart. But here's what I was thinking. In my mind, I conflated that book from It Takes Two with Ricardio, the talking heart in Adventure Time, because they both have similar accents.
That makes sense.
I think you can touch a heart, though. I don't like that riddle because you can hold, like, doctors touch hearts all the time.
What can
you shouldn't
break,
Aaron,
but
a doctor
you shouldn't
could.
Touch?
Yeah. Anyway, this article comes to us courtesy of Hannah. Hannah, she, her, says, apparently every year in Japan, there are a Capybara Long Bath Championship. So this is the Capybara Long Bath Championship from 2022. Every year at this time, some of the world's top competitors show off their amazing skills, dazzling and delighting crowds in a contest to see who is truly the best of the best. That's right. It's time for the Capybara Long Bath Championship. We're sure that the sports cuddly creature fans are already aware of the details, but for those of you whose brains are short-circuiting from the excitement of cuteness, let's review how the contest works. The Capybara Long Bath Championship is an annual event that's now in its 10th year, so I guess at time of recording, probably closer to 11th year. And this is the hybrid team individual competition between the capybaras living at 5 zoos in Japan. At the same time, on the same day, each park's capybaras go into their toasty outdoor baths, which they can get out of whenever they please. The longest individual capybara bath for each team is recorded and compared to the other zoos, and whichever parks is the longest wins the championship.
Wow. Gambling is a strong disease. We will bet on anything. I do want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are capybaras, and you are enjoying a nice bath. You slowly realize over the course of your relaxing bath, which is pretty nice in the warm waters, that you slowly realize that a lot of people are watching you and sort of rooting either for or against you for some reason.
So that's super interesting about that promotion network. Wait.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, the thing is, I hope it's not political, but I kind of feel like it is. Because, you know, two other capybaras were basically vying for it, and then they chose me, which I'm like, do they not? I'm sorry?
Mike.
Yeah?
Look around. We've got company. Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's more of them than normal, but I think it's normal. Yeah, but, you know, they typically just like to watch us. I don't understand what their whole thing is about, but...
Let's give them something to talk about.
Actually, I don't know what you heard, but Cheryl and I are still good. We're still on good terms.
Oh, no, not you and me. Me and them.
I just lost $200. I bet that none of the capybaras would be sexy.
See?
Capybara?
You're perverts if you're watching anyone take a bath, is what I'm saying.
Hannah writes that the all-time record, do you guys want to guess what the all-time record for an individual capybara bath length is?
6 days.
I'm going to say 14 hours.
It is 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 36 seconds. This year's winner, Poru, which is last year's winner, managed a respectable 1 hour, 58 minutes, and 38 seconds.
Oh.
Respectable, my ass. I can stay in the shower longer than that.
Yeah, dude. 2 hours in the shower? Easy. Give me 3 shower beers and a pint of Ben and Jerry's. I'll be there all day, baby.
I mean, my skin peeled off, but I beat that capybara.
4 hours and 56 minutes in a bath. That's fucking insane. That's so long to be in water.
And you know, I mean... We're not in hot springs by any means. You know, in a human bath, that turns cold within 30 minutes?
Yeah.
20 minutes?
We got to be getting into more hot springs. I want to get a hot springs installed in my house. That's a thing, right?
You should.
How?
Yeah.
Well,
just sulfur. Just sulfur popping
up. It's like
up.
A bidet. Yeah. It's convenience. Here we go.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you for writing that animal parade in. If you want to write an animal parade, go ahead and send those fun animal articles to hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
What's 100 feet in the air when it's upside down?
What's 100 feet in the air when it's upside down?
Yeah.
Someone who just started bungee jumping.
Could this be like your shadow?
I'd like to see a
somehow?
Scene, actually.
Uh-oh.
Adel, you are the bungee jumping instructor, and JPC, you're a man who's bungee jumping for the first time, and you're super excited about it, but the second you jump off, you immediately regret it, and you're in hell.
Okay.
Okay, just take a deep breath. Do you have any questions before we proceed?
No, I mean, you double-checked everything, right? I look all, like, hooked in and everything?
I don't double-check. I'm a professional. A single check will suffice.
I would just love a double check.
You're not.
I understand that you're a professional, but this is my life, so it's like your process doesn't really mean anything to me, you know.
Okay. Yeah, and I would love to have front row tickets to Taylor Swift.
All right. I mean, that's what I'm paying for this, so I will. But guess what? If I die, I'm not gonna be able to sign those tickets over to you, you know. So it's like, do you want the tickets or not?
You're not. My completion rate is 94%, which is the best you're going to find anywhere in the Grand Canyon.
Wait, what do do you mean 94%?
Well,
that's if it's not 100%, it's a huge issue.
Okay, well, I've had 23,000 bungee jumpers. Well, bungee is the correct pronunciation, but for customers, I usually say bungee just to appease them. It is bungee. Oh, also, I did forget to tell you, this is very important. A lot of these people, there's mishaps because at the very end, when the bungee cord reaches its stretch limit...
I can't have you saying bungee anymore. It's really throwing
when
me.
When it reaches its stretch limit, do not cough. That's maybe the most important thing. I forgot to say that. Do not cough. If you cough, RIP.
See, you've been waiting in line forever. What's the hold up?
You, sir, do you want to go? Let this man go.
No, that guy said bungee. No way, man.
was about to let me jump before he said, there's a thing that I always forget. Push who?
You.
Push him?
What?
Me?
No.
Push him?
Please
he's
don't.
Not connected to a bungee cord.
Please.
Now he's got me saying it.
Bungee.
Scene. Perfect.
Bungee. If someone was like, you're going to be bungee jumping today, I'd be like, I'm actually not going to be.
I wouldn't even say anything. I'd just turn around. Like, yep, all right. Back to the car.
I'm your pilot today, flying the plane. Oh, no.
No. You are not, crash. And you are not.
We're all going to crash.
I'm going to crash this plane.
You are not, and you are not, sir. Nope.
crying. What's 100 feet in the air when it's upside down? And think along the lines of our previous segment.
Animal prey. Oh. A bat.
It's not a bat.
Is it a cloud?
What's 100 feet in the air when it's upside down?
I do like that, though,
because
bats sleep upside down.
Yeah.
And they could be doing that in like a tree or something that's 100 feet
tall. It could be like a colony of bats one bat up in a tree. But this is... Take this at face value. Like, assume this is literal. What's 100 feet in the air when it's upside down?
Oh.
And not height-wise.
Oh, is this like a millipede or something that's like
centipede.
On its back? Centipede, 100, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see a scene.
Bah, bah, bah,
JPC, you're a centipede, but you're also kind of a dick, and you've fallen on your back, and you're asking the other centipedes for help. Getting up.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm on my back. Can someone come down here and look at me? I'm on my back.
Hey, Skylar, what's up, man?
I'm on my back. Please help me.
Okay, let me just grab your back in and give you a nice spin.
Oh, no. I just ate whatever we eat, and now it's all over me.
Hey, Lisa.
What's up?
No, not
check
Lisa.
Check out Skylar. Didn't you used to date this guy?
Oh, I did. And then he called me an unlovable bug.
He called
me a bitch.
Lisa,
jealous much?
Jealous that you're covered in throw up and on your back? Yeah,
Skylar,
I'm jealous.
It's a chick's throw up. She was just here, and we were boning like two bugs.
Skylar, you're bragging because someone came over here, threw up on you, and then left you for dead on your back? Cool.
Anyway, what's you been up to? Miss me much?
No.
Why are you back
engaged.
Here?
Look at this ring that's around my whole body.
Yeah, she's engaged to a human. You want to guess who? I'll give you a hint. I want to say 40 Days of Night. Josh Hartnett.
Your hints today have been all over the map, man.
Anyways, Skylar, have a good life or whatever. Bye.
Have a good life. Bye, buddy.
Wait, what? Wait. Please just help me up. Just let me help me get back on my feet, man. Please. I'll be good. What's that?
Why?
I have to go to band practice. It's not for me. It's for the band, okay? If I'm not there, I'm their bass player. They can't practice without me.
Do you really play the bass?
I mean, I play a bass.
Here, let me...
What does that mean?
I actually have in my knapsack here, I have a bass. Go ahead and play it. If you can prove to us you play the bass, I'll pick you up.
Okay. Remember, this is a centipede bass, so it has 400 strings on it. So just positioning all of my hands, my little hands all over the thing,
unscrewing the bottom.
Well, no, I'm thirsty. Unscrewing the bottom? It's a bass, man. I'm trying to get into the flow of things.
Okay.
How does Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters go?
Scene.
Someone count me into it. Someone count me into Monkey Wrench. I'll be
your Monkey Wrench. Which I got to say, isn't the music video for Monkey Wrench, isn't it a plan crashing?
Yeah, it's a plan crashing. It's a plan crashing.
I think it is.
Maybe or is it that? Is it that? Here, there goes my hero. Is that the one where the plan is crashing?
I can't remember. All I remember is there's one with Dave Grohl dressed up as a flight attendant.
We will never know. We'll never know. Crash.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. It's impossible.
We'll never know.
MTV has been scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah, it's gone. MTV gone now.
MTV gone now. Let's do another riddle here. Take one letter boo. Away and... I'm sorry?
I said boo. Ignore my enthusiasm.
Okay. That could have waited. Aaron, is everything okay?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get hyped up for a riddle. I'm trying to turn things around.
Why start now? Is my question.
Oh, the Joker.
Take one letter away and I'm above our head. Take away two and I'm invisible. Take away none and I'm under you. What am I?
God.
Ooh, can you read it again? This one's hard.
Take away one letter and I'm above our head. We'll just say your head. Take away one letter and I'm above your head. Take away two and I'm invisible. Take away none and I'm under you. What am I?
I'm going to have to write it down. Hold on.
Yeah. Take away. So if we start with take away none and I'm under you,
yes.
Then we're looking for a word that describes under you.
That's so, something under you.
So I'll say like the floor. Floor?
It's not floor.
Is it like adding or subtracting letters to head and invisible? Is it like two letters?
It's not. No, it's not that.
Okay.
When it becomes invisible, does that mean we've taken all the letters away?
No, when it becomes invisible, there's three letters left. So it's a five-letter word. When you take away none, it's under you. And I can confirm it's under all three of us right
now. It's a five-letter. Okay.
Chair.
Yes. Aaron, that's it.
Can wow. you chair, air.
And?
Hair.
That's it. Aaron.
Wow. Chair, air, hair.
Aaron, can I just apologize? I'd like to see a quick scene.
Sure.
Where Adele apologizes to Aaron for her enthusiasm because it paid off.
It did, and we all learned a lesson.
Okay, he's just trying to get Casey to put music behind his apology.
To make it sound more poignant and true.
That's bullshit.
Hey, Aaron. Yeah. Thanks for meeting me on top of this windy hilltop with a 50-piece orchestra.
Motherfucker.
Oh, Howard Dean's over here. Howard Dean, did you have something to say?
Oh, okay.
Come on. Scene. Scene.
Casey's really having his revenge this year, and you have to respect it.
Casey, that one might be not long for this earth. I think we're going to get some pretty angry emails about that sound. That sound bite.
An adult.
Yes.
I just want to apologize.
Huh?
And does it sound sincere with this music playing underneath? I'm so sorry that. Never mind, Adel.
Just wait to hit Aaron with the EDM music.
All right, I can do like 100 more riddles. I'm so excited.
All right, let's do another one here. This is
I can do a break.
Oh.
Honestly, if we're being honest, yeah. Aaron wants to do 100 more riddles. I would do a break. We could do 50 then a break, if that's like a compromise.
Okay. Here, why don't we do a riddle that is a break? Okay, so... This partial slogan for Kit Kats is also a hairline fracture.
I'll be back, chocolate.
Nice.
Hey, everybody, we're back. I know you recognize this old voice box. This is Dave Grohl, lead singer of Nirvana and then Foo Fighters.
Lead singer of Nirvana?
Yeah.
And then Foo Fighters?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Dave Grohl, have you Googled yourself lately?
No, I haven't. MTV's been scrubbed from the internet. Test me if you don't believe me. Name any Nirvana song.
Oh, boy. Well, there's the one.
Well, don't say that one.
What? Wait, why am I supposed to name a Nirvana song? What is this? What's the test?
To prove I was the lead singer.
Okay, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. This is Dave Grohl, me, singing Smells Like Teen Spirit to prove I was the lead singer.
You're doing the drums because you were the drummer.
Yeah, that's the drums, Dave Grohl. That's the drums.
All right, how about Something in the Way? Famous song.
By George Harrison?
No.
Something in the Way She Moves?
Oh,
okay.
That's the drums again.
Bass. What do you think the... What do you two think lead vocals is?
You think it's drums.
You think it's drums.
I think drums, without drums, name me one good song without drums.
I got a song for you. Why don't we chop up some liver?
Is that John Travolta?
No, it was me, Casey Affleck, doing a Scott Conn impression. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm a little worm.
Oh, no.
Did you guys see the lineup just got announced for Lollapalooza?
I didn't see. Who's playing?
Here's what
I'll
say.
Did you do that thing where you count up how many bands you know and that's your age or whatever?
I was literally going to say, haven't done that, but I was literally going to say, I recognize 6 bands on this list, and 5 of them are the headliners.
Yeah, Kendrick, I guess it doesn't count. You have to like skip the first 3 lines of the Lollapalooza poster.
Okay, there's like 80 names off to the side in smaller print. There's one I recognize from that, and that is Carly Rae Jepsen. And I guess I've heard of Pusha T, but I couldn't name a single song. And then from the headliners, I only recognize a couple: Kendrick Lamar, Billie Eilish, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Lana Del Rey. Know all of them. Also headliners, Odessa, Carol G, Tomorrow Times Together. When did I get so old?
You're not old.
They keep doing it, man. The Lollapalooza keeps doing it to us, huh? They keep doing it to us.
I'm not old. I'm just drawn that way.
I'm Googling it, and I'm
fuck these assholes trying to introduce us to new music.
Yeah,
these
no thanks.
Fucking clowns, Lollapalooza.
Give us something for the old heads. I guess that's what Red Hot.
I don't like this poster. Whatever happened to like the day that they're performing, and then this other band's under the headliner?
Because that'll come out eventually.
Aaron, graphic designers got to eat too. Okay, we keep churning these motherfuckers out. We keep sending them to college for God knows what reason. They got to do something.
Okay,
ooh,
I do want to play
Sylvanesso. They're great live.
Are they good?
Yeah.
That's a band name, not a person.
Yeah, that's 2 people.
Okay, now I know that Sylvanesso can be 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to play a quick game. This is something I'm coming up with on the spot just because I'm staring at this. I don't know if this will be successful or fun, but we're going to play it. I'm going to name a band in the small
print. That's how Trebek used to start out every Jeopardy.
I don't know if this will be fun or good, but this is Jeopardy. I'm going to name a band in the sort of small print stable is what I'll call it, the non-headliners. And I want you to just name what you think one of their song titles would be
based on their band name. Love
yeah.
it.
So song title or if you want to sing a quick lyric, whatever you want to do, but preferably song
title.
Okay. JPC, you ready to go first?
I will go first, yeah.
Timmy Trumpet.
Okay, so Timmy Trumpet feels like maybe it's EDM, so I'm going to say he's got a song that just says like EXO Smash.
Okay, Aaron. Holly Humberstone.
I sang it instead of, because it technically doesn't have a name.
Yeah, I like that. It's almost like it's almost that song. Okay, JPC, you're up next again. Yours is up next?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The continent has fallen.
This is going to be, Grease. This is for all you Grease heads out there. This band is called Beauty School Dropout.
Wow, the band is called Beauty School Dropout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I feel like Beauty School Dropout has 2 different vibes to me. They have, it's like doo-wop and pop punk. So I'm going to split the difference.
So what?
Noel? No.
Nope, not going to say that. I almost said it and then I caught myself.
Almost.
Yeah.
Didn't realize
what I was saying.
God. Beauty School Dropout. I'm sure that they have a song called 17.
Yes.
no matter what genre they are, they should have a song called 17.
100%. Aaron, next up is Destroy Lonely. Oh, Destroy Lonely.
Their top hit is called Hugs, Hugs, Hugs.
They're sort of like a mental health band.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mental health metal. Here's final two. JPC, you're getting the cream of the crop. This is the best one on here. I just saw it.
Okay.
I just saw it. And if this person, if anyone knows this person, it could be a band, might be a person. Anyone knows this person, we need them to record some sort of song for us. JPC, this is, holy shit, I can't believe I'm saying this. This is someone or a band named Josh Fudge, which is the most Hey Riddle Riddle name I've ever heard. Please let us know what Josh Fudge sings, or maybe even a little vibe.
In my opinion, what Josh Fudge does is he does those like little political piano parodies.
Yay.
So Josh Fudge, look, I don't know what a song would be, but Josh Fudge definitely has an album called Table Scraps.
Oh my gosh, I looked him up and he's precious.
Oh.
Josh Fudge.
Protect and defend our Josh Fudges.
Josh Fudge, I would die for you.
Aaron, can I ask, just to make sure, because in my mind's eye, I have a clear image of what he looks like. Is it an 11-year-old kid with chocolate smeared all over the whole of his mouth?
No, but I know Josh Fudge, and he would laugh at that assumption.
Aaron, I have a clear mental picture of what Josh Fudge is. I'm just going to ask you, is it cartoon turtle, big Coke bottle, lenses on the glasses, top hat, smoking a pipe?
You're the closest without going over, for sure.
Well, now I do want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. This is a what do you call it? The big speech for graduation, commencement speech. This is a commencement speech for, we'll say, Rutgers, and they have booked famous alumni Josh Fudge. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. they got the wrong Josh Fudge. This Josh Fudge is a talking turtle with big old Coke bottle glasses. And so you are giving the commencement speech to a very confused graduating class.
Wait, who's the turtle?
I'm sorry, you
JPC.
Are.
Damn it. For a minute there, I was like, maybe I won't have to be the turtle who has to do the speech.
Ooh, well, thank you so much, Mr. President, for having me here. What a year it's been, huh? What a year it's been, 2023. And I see about 2023 of you out there. It's a big graduating class.
Who is that?
As you all may know, my name is Josh Fudge. I don't know why I was asked to be here. Didn't go to this school. Never went to any school. Ooh, how many fingers do turtles have?
You anyway, should know. Look down.
Just musings, and that's something to keep in mind. Look down. Look now. Look up. Look to your left. Look to your right. I've lost my car keys. I drove here, and I don't laugh. A VW bug. I know. A turtle and a bug. What is this? But it's true.
Why do you have note cards if this is your speech?
They're
all jumbled up. This is my speech, but it's in jumbled up order. I dropped them right before I came on. I don't really think we ever got Bin Laden. I think we killed him.
Whoa!
I just don't think we understood him.
The pause before you said that is heavenly.
And I just want to make sure.
Absolutely perfect.
Okay, I'm going to, just to make sure this has never been done before, I just want to Google Josh Fudge talking turtle never got Bin Laden. And yeah, I think this is one of our
first original
scenes.
Wow. Well, Josh Fudge, consider me your biggest fan. I will become obsessed with you and super into your music. We will all go to your concerts. And everybody, check out Josh Fudge. He'd be like, why didn't I just get a bunch of fans on a Thursday show up and say, Hey Riddle Riddle sent me?
Post World News, post Hey Riddle Riddle Live, anytime I'm out in the street, if I see anyone wearing Josh Fudge merch, I will make a beeline to talk to you.
Yeah.
If there's other people who are like, if my mom is there after show, no. Straight to the Josh Fudge merch. I will go see Josh Fudge anytime he's in the tri-state area.
Oh, if you're in Oklahoma City, you can go see him May 20th.
So we're going to start selling Josh Fudge's merch on our website, I think.
Yes. And of course, Josh Fudge, we're talking about Josh Fudge, the talking turtle.
I absolutely love the merch, too. It's awesome.
Can you put it in the chat? I got to see this merch. Should we become a Josh Fudgecast?
Yeah, we finally have a new excuse.
Okay. Hold on. Is the person modeling this merch, is that Josh Fudge?
Let me see. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Are you as in love as I am?
Huge fan.
I
love this merch. Love this style. What a happy coincidence.
Now, do we know... Oh, so Josh Fudge is from Oklahoma City. Okay, cool. So Josh Fudge appears to be what would happen if you put Ed Sheeran in a machine that sucks all the British out. That's what I think. And I guess I was closest with the turtle thing.
Incredible.
Because I said glasses.
I'd like to see all the perverts going up to that machine.
Oh, yeah, mate. I'm British. Can I get that machine that sucks all the British out? You're not British.
Now. It only works if you're British. Otherwise, it just gives you indescribable sexual gratification. You're sure you're British then?
Everyone race over to Twitter and follow @_JoshFudge, spelled the way you think, and give Josh Fudge a follow. Although right now he has 311 followers, and we love 311 as well.
Ooh,
let's get him up to 420 by the end of the day, shall we?
Let's get him to 420. His new album, Technicolor, is out now. I am obsessed with Josh Fudge now.
Yep.
Have you ever been to Oklahoma City?
I've driven through it once, yeah.
I will say, it's
a drive-thru.
I will say it had some very good, surprisingly good food and a really cool improv scene. The surrounding area is maybe my least favorite part of the U.S., driving through Oklahoma. But Oklahoma City, I thought, was better than I had imagined it.
We got to go to Oklahoma City.
Got to go. Warren Buffett, is that right?
War and Peace. Was written there.
Dostoevsky. Yeah. let's do some more riddles.
Love it. Woo!
Woo! Although now, I'm wondering if I should reach out to Josh Fudge to see if he would be on a Patreon.
You should. I'll interview him. I love him. All right.
We should first listen to a single song and then go from there. But I got to say, immediately in love with Josh Fudge. Okay, here we go. Pronounces one letter. And so this is sort of like a old-timey rhyme where it's like said as if some little elf is singing it.
Like a scamp.
Like a little scamp comes out of the woods and poses a riddle and will kill you if you don't get it right. Pronounces one letter and written with three. Two letters there are, two only in me. I'm double, I'm single. I'm black, blue, and gray. I'm red from both ends and the same either way. What am I?
I'll tell you what. I'm killing this scamp. This scamp is a dead man. It comes out of the jungle saying this shit to me. Walking dead, my friend.
Okay. Roll for cowardice.
Oh man, I got huge modifiers in cowardice.
Topple.
Just backing down. Okay, so what's this little elfin creature saying to me now? Is it the alphabet? Can we just be done?
It's not the alphabet. That's
it
a
has been
doubles.
5 years of doing
guess.
This.
He's doubles, he's triples, he's singles, he's what?
Well, triples is best.
Triples is best.
Pronounced as one letter and written with three.
Pronounced as one letter.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You guys, I just realized that if we do the amount of Hey Riddle Riddle that we've already done, again, we will have done Hey Riddle Riddle for 10 years.
What?
That can't be right.
Isn't that... If you double what we've already done, that's 10 years.
Don't do that.
Why don't you just say we're 5 years?
No, I'm just saying, though, is like if we do what we already did, which doesn't even feel like it's that long, should a riddle podcast exist for 10 years?
What you're talking about is linear time. You're talking about 5 years plus five more. That's linear time. But I would like to invite you to consider it as more like a pyramid. Where we've climbed up for 5 years, and now we're going to go back down for 5 years. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to eliminate the last 5 years by doing five more.
Okay,
well here's what
I'm
we do. To further JPC's analogy, we go up for 5 years, we go down for 5 years, then we go back for 5 years to the beginning point. That's up to make a true triangle.
True triangle. Or yes.
That's 15 years of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, I just got a shiver.
Yeah. Ooh. No. Bad. No, I love it. 40 more years.
So it's pronounced as one letter, right?
Yes.
It's pronounced as one letter.
Yep.
So this is like A or like B, you know?
Or like C or like D.
Hey, Except, I think except for D, all of those were correct.
A, unless B, C. I'm,
well, A, I'm A. thinking is A-Y-E. B, I'm thinking B-E-E.
B-E-E.
C, I'm thinking S-E-A. So it's very much what you just described. I don't know
okay.
if D is a proper name, maybe, but...
D-E-E?
Sure, we'll count that. But pronounced as one letter and written with three. So that's, I mean, you've gotten the framing of it.
Yeah.
So from there, two letters there are... Wait, two letters there are, two only in me. Okay. So two letters there are, meaning there's only two letters in this word.
Okay.
And two only in me. So the elf is saying there's only two in me as well.
Wait, what does that mean? The fuck does that mean? I'm grabbing it by the little shirt collar. And I'm shaking it a little bit.
Do you know who my dad is?
What does
is?
That mean? So like, would that be like B, B-E-E?
Tie his shoelaces together. I'm going to tie this elf's shoelaces together while we continue this riddle.
No.
You just tied my shoelace to the elf's shoelace. That
yeah.
was inextricably bonded.
Brothers. So, JPC, you're exactly right in that it's like B. Because with
yeah.
B, it's pronounced as one letter, but written with three. And there's only two letters. There's a B and an E, although
B
we use
e.
the E twice.
Yes.
But you do have to solve the riddle of there's only two in me when the elf gestures towards himself.
And is he an elf?
What's up?
There's only two in me. Oh, I got it. It's I.
It is I.
Yes.
I'm double,
because this
I'm
little scamp's got two eyes, right?
I'm black, blue, and gray, as you poke one of them out. I'm red from both ends, meaning I is the same backwards and forwards. And the same
either
way.
Oh, my God.
Isn't
this is
fun?
A good riddle. This is actually a good riddle.
I'm red from both ends. Sounds like when I eat spicy food.
Wow.
Woo-hoo!
And the two ends are my mouth. And Aaron, you're going to love this. My butt.
Yeah! Woo!
And Aaron, you want to do this for 40
years.
More years? I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you're a little wood elf who comes out of the works to like pose a riddle to a traveler. Aaron, you're a traveler who is just so fucking exhausted and over it, and you've run into so many of these little magical creatures, and you are just like at your absolute wit's end.
And just so everybody knows, I'll play regular characters too. I'm happy to play your little elves and your little turtles all day, but no.
Okay, JPC, you're just the guy in the woods. Aaron,
No.
Ah, miss,
no.
Yes.
No.
No. You crossed the line. You stepped into my wonderful magical territory.
Shadow. Water. Mirror.
No.
Your
I don't
name
have riddles
is
for you.
Grumpo.
I don't have riddles for you, but if you want to leave, you have to play my game.
I'm going. I'm walking.
It's
right
Monopoly.
Past you. Nope. No.
And I gotta be honest, I don't have most of the pieces.
Right. And then you
People
get my firstborn son if I don't do this?
Yeah. No. I don't want a baby. I've got so many of these little babies, little mouths to feed. And they eat all my Monopoly pieces.
I'm going to head out.
Which is very bad for babies.
So nice
Wait,
meeting you.
No. Yeah, hello. You just walked away and I'm right here.
Yeah, you ran up, caught up to me, and now you're super out of breath.
So? What I said is still real.
Okay.
We cut to later that day.
Hey, Schmazzerstone, I saw what happened in the forest today, and I don't think I'm attracted to you anymore.
Damn, Schmazzerstone, I think this little creature's talking to you. Were you in the forest earlier today?
Oh, it's me. That's funny. That is funny.
I saw
me
how
and my
you
buddy
treated one of my brethren.
We're just getting coffee at the Starbucks, and I think this little forest creature might be talking to you.
Oh, is it? And it's not referring to the little forest creature that did a bad job in the woods? You're subverting
what?
Expectations in improv? You know what? I want all of Starbucks to hear this. Sometimes going from A to C in improv is shitty. And this is not one of those times. That worked great.
I have a latte for Schmazzerstone.
It's me. Schmazzerstone was the lady the whole time. Human lady with the crazy name. Scene.
Hey, Schmazzerstones can be women.
I'm going to name my daughter Schmazzerstone, Aaron. How about that?
A boy and his
Josh
father
Bunch
are in a car accident.
Josh Bunch is not going to love us back if we keep acting like this. Go ahead.
A boy and his father are in a car accident. The father dies. The boy's at the hospital, and the Schmazzerstone looks down
was
and
the
says,
mother. It's a Schmatterstone was the mother.
Correct.
I know this one.
Anytime someone starts telling you that riddle from now on, you have to be like, the mother's a Schmatterstone. Easy.
Easy.
Doctor's a Schmatterstone who's a mother.
They immediately take you to the ER for stroke. What are we on a riddle? No, we just finished a riddle, which was I. Okay. And JPC, yeah, I have to applaud one. You. In that scene when I mentioned Smasherstone and it turned out to be Aaron, you played a normal, we assume, a normal human in a Starbucks.
Wow. Dreams really do come true.
And I'd say 10 out of 10.
I'd like to see a scene. Addle.
Okay.
You are like JP Riddle's cousin.
Okay.
And you can come up with whatever his name is. And JPC, you are a totally normal guy. The most normal guy that's ever been on Hey Riddle Riddle. And you're just meeting this JP Riddle's type.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Unlocking my apartment door, opening it up.
Whoa, hello. Sorry if I made myself at home. I ate your comforter. Oh. My name is BP Snooze Rules, and I hope I can stay for the year.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, just doing some incantations so that my pee goes directly in my mouth.
Stop. Please stop peeing in my house. How did you get in here? How did you get in my apartment?
Oh, start shitting. Well, of course, BP Snooze Rules knows all the ways into a house. There's up ways, down ways, sideways, wonka ways, snoozles ways.
Okay.
I broke your window.
Yeah, I saw. I'm looking at that. You're also bleeding pretty bad. Did you break it with your hand?
I cut my carotid artery.
That's not your hand.
Anytime I mention a body part, I have to say it like Ace Ventura.
Look,
carotid artery. Let me show you something. No, sorry, that's not Ace Ventura. That's Fire Marshal Bill.
Yep. Well, look, BP was your name?
BP Snoozle, that's your service. Let me hand you one of my business cards. Of course, this is just a craft single with my name tattooed into it with turtle blood.
Okay. Yeah. And this doesn't, this looks maybe like it's like a knockoff craft single.
Oh, yes. Like sorry. That's craft with a C, of course. And it's not a single, it's a double, meaning that's my bed. That's where I sleep. Those are my twins. Can I introduce me to my wife? This is my wife, A.A. Razzles.
Ouch! Ow! I punched my way through the window and that hurt just as much as you said it would. Hello.
Jesus, just the door's still open. Just come in through the front door if you're going to come
honey,
in.
Honey, what's my name again? Honey, what's my name?
A.A. Dazzles, I think.
A.A. Dazzles, at your service.
Look.
Here's my business card.
Stop,
it's a bunch of human hair.
No. Listen, you two freaks, you gotta go, okay?
Oh,
freaks.
Thank you, Ashanti.
Yes, freaks.
Ashanti.
Is that Ashanti? Oh, let's put on some Ashanti and some
freak on a leash. No, we're not gonna listen to Ashanti. Listen, I am a normal guy, okay? I just wanted to come home to my apartment. It's been a long day at work. I just wanted to sit in my bathtub, poop in there, and eat baseball cards.
Do you have any mail?
You two freaking weirdos are now in my house. You're messing up my whole rest of my night.
Oh, please. You're one of us.
Did you just hear yourself? You want to eat baseball cards?
No.
You're not
normal.
I'm going to
have a normal night.
You're not normal.
I'm going to wear a blanket as a cape. I'm going to call a bunch of pizza places and tell them I can solve their crimes.
Okay, let me take out my wand and a one and a two.
Two, and I got my wand.
Poke my own eye out.
Kabang.
You're now one
of us. Do you have any milk for my bowl of hair? Please.
See.
Wow, JPC, wow, you got jealous of how much fun we got to have not being normal.
All of a sudden,
so you had to change your character.
The JP riddle started leaking through. Can never be the straight man.
Actually, you know what? Normal is not something that you get to define. Okay, society defines normal. And society says that you're allowed to sit in your bathtub, poop in there, and eat baseball cards. And that's actually pretty fucking normal.
Huh.
Pretty cool.
And Josh Fudge, if you're listening, if you want to write a song about that, please do.
And Joshua, if you're listening, please stop listening. You got better things to do, Josh Fudge. You got your whole life in front of you.
You're playing Lollapalooza. Hit us up if you want Rex for Chicago.
Yeah.
Or if you need a place to crash. Center,
or if you need a place to crash. I would house a Josh Fudge. I'd have to talk to my wife. But I would house a Josh Fudge.
I would house a Josh Fudge, and I dare say I would also have to talk to my wife.
Aaron?
I want to share clothes with Josh Fudge. So
interesting.
Contact me.
I think I am going to order that Josh Fudge shirt with like the Technicolor man walking.
I know. I'm thinking we should all order one and then wear it to the LA live show.
I like that.
Well, if he's staying at my house, I'm definitely going to be wearing the merch.
No, don't scare. That'll scare him.
Oh, no, I'm an old Josh Fudge head from way back.
I think we've already scared him.
I'm a Fudgesaurus. Do we have time? Let's do one more riddle.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Rearrange the letters, nor do we, to make one word.
Norwegian.
Okay.
Dummy.
Play it on
easy
guitar. I once met a girl, or should I say she once met me. That's not the lyrics.
Can you read it again?
Rearrange the letters, nor do we, to make one word.
Nor do we. Okay.
Nar?
Okay.
Nar, all right, let's see.
I'm getting my little typer out. I'm getting my typer out. I gotta type these in. I gotta see this. Nor do we.
Mm-hmm.
Nor
donor.
Do...
Okay. Where's Aaron, where's the W?
Shh, downer.
We donor.
Does downer work?
Did I ever tell you guys my donor kebab story, my food story in Copenhagen?
No.
So Copenhagen has some very good Middle Eastern restaurants. So I go to a Middle Eastern restaurant. I think I ordered doner kebab, which is what they call it over there. And so I order some Middle Eastern food. The guy behind the counter is clearly Middle Eastern. So I'm feeling a connection, and he asks about my name or something. I go, oh yeah, I'm Middle Eastern. And he goes, oh cool. Cause he sees my credit card order. So he rings me up. He gets there. He goes, 15 minutes. So I go to sit down. I'm on my phone. 5 minutes pass. And the guy stand up to linger. And he goes, Israeli. And I go, huh? And he goes, Israeli. And I go, oh no, a Palestinian. And he goes, Israeli. And I go, no, I'm Palestinian, Adel Rafai. And he goes, Israeli. And I go, I start to shrug. I go, I don't know what. And he goes, your food, Israeli. And I go, oh, my food is ready.
Perfect miscommunication.
Yeah. So around
and then
the
you
house,
get it, and it's just hummus.
It's just hummus and
is the word wooden?
Wooden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
Aaron, where's the Argo?
Wooden.
So around the house, Gemma and I will always, when we're done cooking food, we'll say Israeli. Israeli. Think of this as less of a question. Rearrange the letters, nor do we, to make one word.
Is it the word Windor?
Which
as
is
in,
Samuel L. Jackson's character in Star Wars.
My window is so dirty. I gotta wash my window.
Mace Windor.
Mace Windor.
Rearrange the letters, nor do we, to make one word. Period. No question mark.
Warden.
Is the answer just like, no, I don't want to do that? Is the answer, please don't make me do that?
JPC, you're so close. You're so close with your frustrated, is it just this?
Nor do we.
Rearrange the letters, nor do we, to make one word.
Oh, is it just one word?
JBC, ding, ding, ding. It is one word. And isn't that fun?
Hang up podcast. Hang it up.
Disconnecting podcast.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about that one. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
No. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, for way better episodes and content. We won't do riddles over there. We're way nicer, way cooler, way more fun. Adel, anything to plug?
I do have something to plug. This is kind of embarrassing for Aaron. I want to plug Josh Fudge. We mentioned
wow.
The of course, Twitter. Sorry, yes.
Yes. Please check out Josh Fudge. And we're sincere about this. This isn't some sort of like, isn't this funny? Sincerely, big fan of the aesthetic and all that. So I'm excited to listen to Josh Fudge. I also recently did a guest appearance on the podcast Almost Plausible. So please check out my appearance on Almost Plausible, which is hard to say. Almost Plausible. I guess it's not that hard. JBC, do you have anything
to... You just said it like four fucking times. Easy.
JBC, anything
Are you telling me you were having a tough time saying it?
In my head, I was.
It didn't show. It didn't show at all.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to read a 5-star review. This one's going to come from, I want to say Noritake or just Noritake, riddle, riddle. If you want to get a 5-star review right on the show, just go and submit it to iTunes or wherever you review podcasts. I'll probably find it. I found this one. This one's titled Unhinged.
No.
Contributing to this episode. Consistently makes me laugh out loud. If other humor podcasts aren't weird enough for you, try Hey Riddle Riddle. And you know what? I think we've proven that we deserve that 5-star review today. So thank you so much, Noritake, Hey Riddle Riddle.
Fantastic. Well, Aaron, I'm looking at the Lollapalooza lineup here, and there is another band that I feel like I have heard of them. They somehow sound familiar.
Jupiter Fudge.
No, it's Chromeo.
Oh.
Bye forever.
Chromeo's playing?
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarez.
Bitch mode.
Test.
Aaron has gone bitch mode.
All right, Keith fans, let's get information. Aaron Keith has gone bitch mode.
Hey there, dads and jokes. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We get into some dad jokes, and they're pretty punny. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.